With a worldwide food crisis and a slumping economy, it's hard to have a lot of sympathy for the gourmet grocery store. I'm here at the Whole Foods Market in Union Square in Manhattan, and it fits every stereotype of the high-end grocer. There's a temple of cheese, there's an olive bar, there are four sushi chefs working away in the corner, and the special at the deli, let me look here, is the pumpkin seed black bean tofu burger. But the economy has even Whole Foods running a little bit scared. They're starting to offer at stores around the country what they call the value tour, which basically teaches their customers how to hunt through the aisles and find food that's relatively cheap. I'm going to tag along today, and my tour guide is Allie Krohn-Smith.
I'll take you guys on our regular value tour that we've been doing. We started them basically at the beginning of the summer, kind of in response to what's been going on with the economy. So we'll start front of the store.
Joining me today on the tour are two people who, I guess, shop cheap by necessity. They're college students, Doug Lutz and Aaron Jaffe.
I don't know. This place is a little daunting, but we'll see.
So as a college student, are you more of a top ramen and six-pack of beer kind of guy?
Definitely. I'm a fraternity kid, and I kind of stick to the cup of noodles and the stuff in my room because no kitchen and stuff, so...
I'm trying to make the right choices, buy local when I can, and the rest kind of choose what I can get deals on. So,
something really great that we've had on sale all summer is pineapple for $2.99 each. And something to kind of know about produce that a lot of our customers actually probably don't know is that you don't have to buy the whole thing. Just ask one of our team members and they'll cut a personal size portion for you.
Now, the whole basis of this tour seems somewhat counterintuitive to me, because grocery stores stay in business by selling more items.
Right.
So what's the idea behind teaching people to buy less?
It's not really buy less, it's buy smarter. We're kind of showing them how you can buy, more intelligently if you're looking to buy on a budget.
Let's leave the rest of the tour group here in the bakery for a moment and look at the big picture. Although the value tour may seem like a promotional gimmick, it does give a glimpse into serious trouble at the company. The CEO of Whole Foods calls it the most challenging retail environment he's seen in 30 years. Sales growth is weak. The stock price of Whole Foods has been hammered over the last year. It's down 50%. George Whalen is the president of Retail Management Consultants. He says all grocery stores fear recessions, but Whole Foods is more vulnerable.
One of the things that Whole Foods has been able to do is they've been able to attract what are called aspirational shoppers, consumers who literally would reach above their normal shopping patterns to shop in a store like Whole Foods. That consumer may be backing off and not shopping there at all simply because they can no longer afford it.
But Whalen does give the store some credit for trying to tweak its elite image. Whole Foods is pushing cheaper store brands while still maintaining a commitment to organic and sustainable foods. It's now putting out multicolored flyers with a list of sales items while still printing it on recycled paper with soy ink. And Whalen says the value tours are a novel solution to an economic challenge.
Whole Foods has never been what I would call humble as a merchant. And I think maybe this is a good thing. It'll make them a little more humble and a little more focused on understanding that the only customer in the world is not one that's going to walk in and drop $100 or $150 in their store, but one that might want to spend $35 or $40 and be perfectly happy with the experience.
Back on the value tour, Allie Krohn-Smith says she is seeing a change in customer behavior.
You see a lot more people buying value, buying family packs, buying what's on sale.
Now, there seems to be a split personality going on in the store because obviously you're offering these value tours,
right,
but you're still using all those classic grocery store tricks,
Right.
The most expensive items tend to be right around eye level, and there's some impulse buy items when you're going through the checkout line. There's $4 and $8 even chocolate bars that entice you as you're going out.
Right.
Have you considered one of those crazy spokespersons who stands up there and say, "We stack it deep, we sell it cheap"?
It's not really Whole Foods style. We're not saying we don't have, we have fancy salt, we have fancy cheese, fancy chocolate, all the higher end, more specialized, better, not better quality, but, the fancier stuff. We have that, and if that's what you're looking for, we have it. But we also have the more value-minded products as well.
Thank you very much for the tour.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming.
Allie Krohn-Smith is the marketing team leader, and she gives the value tours here at Whole Foods in Union Square in Manhattan.